Now it's time for our Money Coach, our weekly conversation about the economy and personal finance. Yesterday, we talked about the challenges older workers are facing in the job market. We talked about how older workers are less likely to be unemployed than younger workers, but when they are laid off, are likely to have a much harder time finding another job. And this has to be particularly worrisome for people who are close to the traditional retirement age. So today we decided to take a look at finances for people on the brink of retirement. While nobody's excited to look at their 401k statements these days, younger workers theoretically have time to rebuild those nest eggs, but older Americans who have lost significant portions of retirement savings face a tougher battle. So what can older workers do? Our regular Money Coach Alvin Hall is traveling today, so we're happy to have financial planner Aaron Smith sitting in with us. He's the author, along with Brenda Richardson, of In the Black, Live Faithfully, Prosper Financially. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
I'm glad to be here, Michelle.
We ask listeners to submit questions around retirement planning for older workers through our Facebook page, and we got some interesting questions, so I'm just going to throw them out to you. First one is from Michelle, and it wasn't me. It really wasn't. I know. It wasn't me.
Okay.
But what's the most important rebuilding step a person can take after losing 30% or more from their portfolio? Pay down debt, invest more, cash reserve. What's your advice for the older American? What's the priority?
First of all, the older worker must reevaluate where they are now and begin to write down their goals. And their goals have to be goals that require money. They also have to take the three-leg stool approach. First leg, they have to make sure that the government-sponsored plan that they have, such as Social Security, that they review that statement once a year. The second leg is their employer-sponsored plan. This could be their defined contribution plan, which ideally is a 401k plan or a 401k-like plan, or the defined benefit plan, which generally is a pension. And they want to take a look at those plans and understand that if they are 30% down in those plans, that it's important that they continue to invest, continue to pour money into these plans, and also invest for growth.
Explain this.
Sure.
Explain that to me, because it seems to me if you're continually seeing declines, doesn't it feel like you're just throwing money down a rat hole?
It feels like it, but
why wouldn't you put your money into cash, for example?
Well, no, not at all, because remember, we have a longevity factor. And individuals who are in their retirement years, such as age 50, 55, 65 years old, they have many years out to live, so they want to make sure that they still invest for growth. Also, Michelle, it's very important to note that right now, it's important to invest in those companies that are depressed in value. And by dollar cost averaging, which means putting money in through your paycheck into those companies through your 401k-like plan, that you will continue to accumulate that wealth that's necessary to live that comfortable retirement that you want.
What about the other questions that she talked about? Pay down debt or build up a cash reserve? You still think that investing or putting money into what have been traditional growth sectors is the way to go?
Sure it is. Mm-hmm. Sure it is. We have to make sure that paying down that debt is a priority, but also retirement is our priority. So you just can't stop doing what you were doing. Understanding that you may be panicky, a little uncomfortable right now, but America is always return to his greatness.
Here's a question from Toby. And Toby asks, what's the advice for real estate and reverse mortgages when the time comes? I think probably the first thing to do would be to explain what a reverse mortgage is and what kind of person should consider one. What circumstances would lead one to consider having a reverse mortgage?
Well, first of all, a reverse mortgage is a special type of home loan that allows you to convert a portion of the equity in your home into a stream of income or cash. So, Michelle, it is an income product. You have to be 62 years old to qualify. You must own your home and own your home outright, no balance on it or a low balance on it. And you must also live in the home. This should be the last resort for an individual who's planning in their retirement. The reason is because reverse mortgages can be pricey. And also you have to understand that you are turning your home into a vehicle that allows or don't allow for you to generally pass it to your heirs without any debt on it. So your heirs are now put in a situation where they have a balance on the mortgage and they have to deal with that.
And here's another question from Mr. Paul. Mr. Paul writes, how should the adult children of folks who are 55 or older approach the subject of finances, retirement, and the like, given the dynamics of the parent-child relationship?
You cannot avoid this conversation. You have to do it immediately. It allows also for the parent and the child to begin that financial fitness process. The first thing that I recommend, Michelle, is that that individual or that parent, along with the child, create something that's called a beneficiary audit. And that's finding out who are the beneficiaries on all of the parents' accounts. You want to make sure that's in place, especially for parents who may have special needs kids or planning to leave wealth to grandchildren who may be underage. And underage is under 18 years old. So it's important for that estate planning process to take place immediately.
And finally, you've written about some of the financial issues that people of color are more likely to face. And one of the things we know, statistically, people of color are more likely to be offering assistance to extended family members. Given sort of the turmoil in the economy, a lot of needs, there may be family members who are unemployed. How do you recommend that people balance that desire to help family members out with the need to save for one's own retirement, especially as someone gets older?
Individuals have to understand, and especially in the Black community, they have to understand that they have to be able to take care of themselves first before they're able to take care of anyone else. I always tell consumers, especially African Americans, that they should create a trust account. And that trust account should allow all family members, Michelle, to contribute into that trust account. It could be $25 a month. It could be $50 a month. It could be even more. But when there's a situation that arises from an emergency, they can now go to that trust account and be able to help each other out, especially in these times of need.
Aaron Smith is a financial planner. He's the co-author of In the Black, Live Faithfully, Prosper Financially, the Ultimate Nine-Step Plan for Financial Fitness. He was kind enough to join us from WCVE in Richmond. Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Michelle.
We'll have more information about Aaron and his book at our website, the Tell Me More page at npr.org.